This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A grand jury in New York has voted to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump on criminal charges related to a payoff to a former adult film star. Mike O'Sullivan reports.
Former President Trump is being charged by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, although the specific charges remain unclear. The indictment did not come for the attack on Congress by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021, for which Trump remains under investigation, but for a payoff to former adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who says Trump asked her to keep quiet about a sexual encounter. Trump is running again for president in 2024. He called the move political persecution and election interference in a web post. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News.
In an interview, Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina says he does not know what the scene will look like when Donald Trump turns himself in next week.
I'm sure they'll try and get every ounce of publicity they can from this thing. The president will not be put in handcuffs. As far as the mugshot's concerned, perp walk, I mean, you know, I'm sure they'll try to make sure they get some, you know, joy out of this by parading him.
Courtesy Good Morning America, ABC News. The president of Belarus says Russian strategic nuclear weapons might be deployed in his country along with part of Russia's tactical nuclear arsenal. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced this week that his country intended to deploy tactical short-range and small-yield nuclear weapons in Belarus, its neighbor and ally. The statement from Belarusian President Lukashenko about strategic nuclear weapons would pose an even greater threat if it comes to pass. This is VOA News. Russia has used its long-range arsenal to bombard several areas of Ukraine. The attacks killed at least two civilians and damaged homes. The bombardment Friday came as Ukrainians commemorated the anniversary of the liberation of Bucha. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the town near Kyiv stands as a symbol of the atrocities the Russian army has committed since its full-scale invasion began in February 2022. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha for weeks after they invaded Ukraine and stayed for about a month. Ukrainian troops retook the town and found horrific scenes. Hundreds of bodies were uncovered, including some of children. Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's application to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle in the way of the Nordic country's long-delayed ascension into the Western Military Alliance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
All 276 lawmakers present voted in favor of Finland's bid, days after Hungary's parliament also endorsed Helsinki's accession. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wrote on Twitter in welcoming Turkey's action, "This will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer." Sweden's bid to join the alliance, meanwhile, has been left hanging, with both Turkey and Hungary holding out on giving it the green light, despite expressing support for NATO's expansion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 35 people were killed and 16 injured after the roof of a stepwell in a temple complex collapsed in central India, a local government official said on Friday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
The incident occurred in the central city of Indore after a concrete slab covering the roof of the stepwell gave way. It crushed the devotees who'd gathered to celebrate the Hindu festival of Ram Navami on Thursday, officials said. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh State is Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Chauhan told reporters that a slab covering the stepwell collapsed due to the crowd and, quote, extra load on it. At least 75 army and rescue personnel worked through the day to remove debris using ropes and ladders to pull out people who'd fallen into the well, local media reported.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Oscar Pistorius, the former South African Paralympic champion jailed in 2016 for murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp, will ask a parole board on Friday to release him early from prison, lawyers and prison officials said. The athlete, known as Blade Runner for his carbon fiber prosthetic legs, went from public hero to convicted murderer in a trial that drew worldwide interest. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.